Good morning. Welcome to Pentecostal Voice of Truth. We're glad to have you listening in this morning. We got a real treat for you this morning. We've been in revival with the Juno family, and the Lord's certainly been blessing and helping us during this revival, and we're blessed to have them with us. He's going to be preaching. His daughter's going to be singing this morning, so we want you just to be blessed by what God does for us this morning. May the Lord bless you.
Carry every burden. Amen. Appreciate the opportunity this morning to be preaching, be reading from St. John's Gospel, chapter number 5. St. John, chapter number 5, beginning at verse number 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. I'd like to preach this morning, if I could, on this simple scripture text out of John chapter 5, talking about this certain man. We see in this scripture text this morning that our Bibles tells us that Jesus, amen, comes upon the scene at the pool of Bethesda, where there was gathered together a multitude of people. I want to look first tonight, this morning, if we could, at the multitude of people that was there. Verse number 1 through 4 tells us that there was a multitude of people. Amen. There was at Jerusalem by the sheep market, a multitude of people. These people were there. Some had been there blind. Some were there halt. Some were withered, waiting for the moving of the water, waiting for an opportunity to get into the pool. Well, the Bible said if they got into the water when the water was troubled, that they'd be healed of whatsoever condition they had. What a hope they had that day, to waiting for something to happen for them to get down into the water. But we see here this multitude of people had all had conditions that needed help. Amen. And this morning, we're in a world today that has been marred and scarred by sin. And even under the sound of my voice, I'm sure there are people listening that have been marred. And today you are blind. Some of you are halt, withered, maybe not in the natural, but in the spiritual. Maybe sin has come into your life and marred your life, marred your happiness, robbed you of joy, robbed you of peace, robbed you of your contentment. Maybe this morning you could say with me that you're not exactly happy. You're not where you need to be with God. You know that there's a condition in your life that only God can fix. You may be like these people, waiting for something to happen to change your situation. Maybe you could say with me today that you wish something would happen in your life. You wish there'd be a moving or a troubling that would take place in your life that would make you better than you are right now. Maybe you are like these people. There's problems in your life. They knew there was some hope in the water. They knew there was some hope in the troubling. If only the angel would come down. If only they could get into that water while it was troubled. Oh, the hope that men have in this world. They look to different answers. They look around to programs. They look around to medicine, try to heal and touch their intimate needs and things that are wrong in our lives. But here we find in our scripture this morning, these people are waiting for the troubling of the water, waiting for the power of God, this angel to come down, something sent from God, move the waters, and at that instant, if they got into the pool, that they would be healed. Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful this morning? You could say with me that if I had a chance, just one chance, that I could be touched by God. If I only had an opportunity that I could feel the hand of God touch my life, it would be better this morning. Friend, I got good news for you. The Lord desires to touch your life today. Amen. It's His will that none would perish. None would go without having peace in God. He come down to be with man. He come down to save man. He come down to heal us today. Amen. We look not only at the multitude in our scripture text today. Amen. We see this multitude, individuals that that are hurting and needing. But we also see this morning a certain man. The Bible calls him a certain man. Verse number 5, he's not named here. He's nameless. We don't know what his name was, but he had needs in his life. Amen. The Bible tells us that he had been there 38 years in this condition. Amen. That's a long time to need something from God. That's a long time to have a problem in your life and know that there's no answers at home. Know that surely he had tried other things to get better, but never had got any better. Amen. 38 years. And, you know, at these days, it was very common for the family to take this hurting person and to carry him down to wherever he could find help. Well, I find that they took him, this man, to the pool where he had heard surely that at a certain season there'd be a troubling of the water, a moving around, and he could surely be made whole. But you know, after a while, I'm sure that these people that brought him there noticed that, amen, day after day, the water was never troubled. And so they begin to wander off one by one, leaving this man there on the side of the pool all alone. Is that how you feel this morning, friend? Amen. You feel like there's no hope for you. You feel like you're all alone. There's nobody there to help. Amen. But brother, I want you to listen, sister, today. Amen. This man found help in Jesus Christ. Amen. He was laying there waiting for the troubling of the water. Amen. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 12 that every man is dealt the measure of faith. Amen. You may be here this morning and you don't know how's it going to get better for me. If you got faith enough to believe that God's son Jesus was raised from the dead on the third day, friend, there's an answer for you today. Amen. There's help for you. There's healing for you. There's salvation for your soul today. If you can believe that Jesus is the Son of God, you can be made whole. Amen. You can be made whole. We find this man 38 years there. First thing we see about this man was that he was disabled. Amen. He was disabled. He was in a state that he could not help himself. He could not do anything for himself. There's a lot of people under the sound of my voice this morning. I'm sure you're laying in the bed. You're sitting on the sofa or in the chair, maybe driving down the street, and you know there's no help. You have no help for yourself. You've tried other things, but there's no help for you. You just get worse and worse. You don't see no end to it. It doesn't look like it's ever going to get better. Friend, you're just like this man this morning. You're in a disabled state. You can't do anything for yourself. Amen. Not only do we see that, but he is also desperate. We find when Jesus comes to him, Jesus asks him, "Will thou be made whole?" We find the man's answer that tells us that he was desperate. Verse number 7 tells us, he said, "While I'm coming, another steppeth in the way." We see in this man's life that he had a form of desperation. He wanted help. He wanted healing. He wanted God to touch him. But while he tried to better himself, while he tried to move toward healing, somebody got down in his way. Friend, I want you to know this morning, you may be in this situation, seeming like, amen, everybody around you is getting help. It seems like everybody around you is getting happy, but you don't seem to find any way out. Amen. You need to get desperate this morning and say, "I'm not going to give up hope. I'm not going to quit seeking." Amen. There's an answer for me today. Amen. Not only do we see that this man was disabled, this man was desperate. Amen. But we see that he was disappointed. Jesus asking him, we find in verse 7, he answers Christ and he said, "I have no man." Praise God. "I have no man." He had nobody there. Surely over the years and time of his illness, all of those that were around him, amen, had dwindled away and give up hope on him. Is that how you feel this morning? That your situation is hopeless? That you are helpless? You have nobody there to help you? Oh, I want to tell you this morning, there's help in God today. There's help and there's hope in the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Not only was this man disabled and disappointed, amen, he was waiting for something. Amen. He was waiting for something. We have a world today around us. Amen. They're looking all different directions, waiting for things to get better. Praise God. I want you to know this morning, I know how you feel. I've been where you are. Amen. I know how it is to need God and want God and seem like God was nowhere around. But friend, I want you to know today, a simple prayer of faith, seeking God's help. Amen. And God's deliverance. Amen. Can help you this morning. Not only do we see, amen, the sick multitude, we see the certain man. But I want to turn your attention, if I could, amen, this morning, to the saving Messiah. We see that, amen, in verse number 6, Jesus, amen, steps on the scene in this story. He comes upon the scene now, walks up into this, through the sheep's gate, comes to the pool of Bethesda. Amen. Now there's a multitude of people laying there, but Jesus locks his eyes on this one man. He walks into this multitude. Surely they had been laying there a long time, but Jesus points his attention to one man this morning. I'm talking to a multitude of listeners out there, but I'd like to put my attention this morning on one person that's listening in. And you have a desperate need in your life. You have a desperate situation. You are disabled. You're disappointed. Friend, I want you to understand this morning, in the books, amen, of the Bible, sometimes Jesus dealt with multitudes, but more so, he dealt one-on-one, one man, one woman that needed help from God. I want you to know today, friend, you have a problem. You have a situation only God can help you with. He walks through the multitude that day, through that sheep's gate, goes into the pool, into that marketplace, sees all those lame, impotent, withered people. Amen. But he concentrates on that one man. That one man that's been there now 38 years, hurting, helpless, homeless, needing a touch from God. You see this, amen, first when Christ walks upon this man. We see in verse number 6, we see his compassion. Amen. He comes upon the scene. He sees this man. We see in Jesus as he asks the question, "Wilt thou be made whole?" Oh, friend, do you hear that question this morning ringing in your heart and in your soul? Amen. Jesus wants to know today, do you want to be made whole? Sure, you want to say, I'd like to do this and I'd like to do that. I'd like to improve. I'd like to be better. Amen. But that's not what Jesus asked the man. He didn't ask him, would he like to get up and go back home? He didn't ask him, would he like to be a better person. He didn't ask him, would he like to make his life better than it was? Jesus asked the man, would you like to be made whole? That's what I want to ask you this morning, friend. Wilt thou be made whole? We see in Jesus's life and his compassion. Amen. First, he crossed over others to get to where the man was. He saw him and he crossed over the multitude to get to that one person. Oh, friend, today, I wish you were listening in and you heard the voice of Jesus ask you today, wilt thou be made whole? You, friend, that is hooked on drugs. You that's hooked on alcohol. You today that has your life is in shambles and you don't know the way out. I hear Jesus asking the question, wilt thou be made whole? Would you like the Lord to come into your life and change everything this morning? Wilt thou be made whole? Amen. I want to ask you this morning, would you like to be made whole? Wouldn't you like the Lord to come into your life and make you better than you are, to change your life today, make you a brand new creature? For the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. You were not designed to do drugs. You were not born to be an alcoholic. You were not born to be a drug addict, friend. But the design and the pattern of God for your life was to be, amen, a vessel that God's glory could flow through and to show the world that there was a risen Savior. Oh, hallelujah. Wilt thou be made whole this morning? We see Jesus as he cared for the man's desperate condition. Amen. The man said, I have no man. But Jesus spoke to him and he said, wilt thou be made whole? The man said, I have no man. Jesus looked at him and said, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Look at the control that Jesus had over the situation. No drugs, no alcohol, no hurting marriage, no problem, no busted home. Amen. It's beyond his repair. Jesus can speak to the situation and say, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Rise this morning. That's what the Lord wants you to do. He doesn't want you to stay in that broken situation. He doesn't want you to live in that broken state of affairs. He doesn't want you to live in that sin that has no answer and no end to it. But he wants you to rise this morning. Amen. Become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. Rise above the sickness and sin of the world and be a new creature in Christ Jesus. Have victory in your life and in your soul.
soul. Oh, hallelujah to God. It's available this morning, friend, in Jesus Christ, amen, the Son of God. Notice with me also, he offered him a new beginning. Praise God. He offered him a brand new beginning. Rise, take up thy bed and walk. Praise God. 38 years he never had, amen, able to walk around the city. 38 years he was never able to enjoy a day of freedom and liberty and joy and peace. 38 years he hadn't seen, no doubt, his home or his family. Amen. But that day, brother, he come walking back into town, amen, with his bed in his hands. Praise God, saying, don't you know the eruption that went on in the neighborhood when the man came walking back into the village and they said, what's happened to you? And he said, I met Jesus Christ at the pool of Bethesda. Hallelujah. Friend, I want you to know today, God has the same kind of answer for your problem. I want you to know today that Jesus can do you the very same way. I feel like I'm talking to somebody this morning. Amen. Jesus has an answer for your problem. Amen. He wants you to rise this morning. Look up to heaven. Pick up that thing that's got you down. Let God heal you. Let God deliver you this morning. And tell Jesus, amen, I want a brand new start. Praise God. Let the Lord know, amen, that you mean business. Hallelujah. Don't you know the amazement on the minds and all of those around when they saw this man as he got up from the pool, had been laying there. He picked up his bed, walking back through the city. Praise God. Where is you going, friend? I'm going to tell him I met Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell him I've been touched, amen, by the hand of the living God. We see Jesus' command in his life. Amen. Rise and take up thy bed and walk. Friend, I don't know what's in your life today that's got you down, but I want you to know there's a God in heaven. I want you to know there's a risen Savior this morning. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. He come to seek and to save that which was lost. Oh, hallelujah. He come to touch the lost and the lonely. He come to reach down to man. Praise God. Amen. There's only one God and one mediator between man and God, the man Christ Jesus. Amen. And I believe he wants to help you this morning. Amen. Wherever you are, wherever you're sitting, wherever you're standing, amen, if you have a need in your life, I'd like to go to God in prayer. I wonder this morning if you could bow your head wherever you are. Amen. Pull over if you have to. Get down on the side of your sofa. Get down wherever you are. Bow your knee to God and let's ask the Lord to minister to that need in your life. Amen. Let us pray this morning. God in heaven, we thank you this morning for the word of God. Thank you this morning for the Lord Jesus Christ that came down to where man was, that walked into the pool of Bethesda that day and saw this hurting man. And this morning, I believe he's walking around this earth looking at hurting hearts, even those today under the sound of my voice. I pray this morning that you'd go to where that broken heart is, go to where that need is this morning, wherever it is. I pray the Lord would reach down with your nail-scarred hand and touch that needy soul, touch that broken heart, put that broken marriage back together, touch that one that's sick and afflicted and has no other answers. God, I thank you for it. I praise you for it. We ask all things in the name of Jesus Christ. We're praying and believing with you. God bless you this morning. Praise God.